Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy, Director of News and Media Relations. Some nursing students at Caldwell are on a mission to do their part to help make the United States healthier. The students are taking their message of health to the campus this spring as part of Generation Public Health, an initiative of the American Public Health Association. And they are here today to tell us more about this project. I'm happy to welcome Akil Morris, Maritza Pellegrini, and Sarah Rossentini. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you
for having us.
So tell us, Akil, starting with you, what is this initiative all about?
So Take the Pledge for Generation Health, as you were saying, is an event we're doing here on campus inspired by the American Public Health Association movement for Generation Public Health. The movement is important to us, and we were inspired by it as we looked at the fact that though the U.S. spends more on healthcare than any other nation, our health outcomes still remain poorer than other developed nations. And this is because of something that we in public health have come to know as the social determinants of health, which are factors such as where you live, where you work, just factors of life that you can't really control, a broad set of social and environmental factors, but that they affect your health and can limit your ability to make healthy choices. So us here at Caldwell University are really taking this mission forward to our students to help empower them and educate them to know that we as individuals can become champions that put health first.
So Maritza, why is this so important?
Well, I think when you think about health, you think about your own personal choices. You think about just going to the doctor and taking care of yourself or symptoms. But, you know, that's just a downstream approach where you're looking at the problem is here, so you fix it now. What we're thinking about is a collaborative event in addressing all the social determinants of health and focusing on empowerment and education so that people understand that where you live makes a difference, whether you have access to transportation, the type of, whether you have access to employment, the type of employment you have, health insurance, things like availability of nutrition, air quality, all these things, whether they're in your control or without, or outside of that control, they really affect your health. And so it's that's why we're trying to bring this message to Caldwell campus and educating both students, faculty, and also staff about it's not just one thing. We're trying to take an upstream approach and look at all the factors and how we can be the instruments of change and really create a healthy nation in one generation.
Now, what will happen on March 26th on campus?
Our event actually is April 3rd, it's 12 to 1 in the Hall of Flags. And what will happen is we've reached out to different groups. So we have a nutritionist from ShopRite. She will be here providing just information on healthy snacks, things to do while you're on campus or while you're working, options that will really help you make healthier choices. We're having the business department involved. We want them to plan financial planning, budget planning, ways to make your finances healthy. We're also thinking of having career services there, helping you think about how do you apply for jobs? What should a resume look like? De-stressing so you're not really overwhelmed by the process of applying for jobs, because those are things that affect us directly as students. And our group here, we're all seniors, so I know it's something that's on all of our minds as we step forward to graduate and to apply for jobs. So we're trying to take a very broad approach on all the different factors that can affect your health.
And so there's another event, art therapy event, Sarah, and what's going to happen then?
Yes, so on March 26th, we were going to have a de-stress event with mindful art making. This will be an interdevelopment event in the Student Center gym, and this is just an event with mindful art making. It includes watercolor painting, coffee filter artwork, and positive affirmative cards, and this is just an event to open to all students along with faculty and staff that welcome all just to positively cope with the increasing levels of stress, especially among college students.
And especially as they head in deep into the semester, right?
Yes.
And start thinking about finals.
Yes.
That's a concern.
Yes.
Now, all three of you are doing this as part of your clinical experience, community health. Can you explain that, Akil?
Community health is basically a class. Nursing, as people think about nursing, we think about bedside nursing, direct care of the patient, but community health lets us look at health at the population level. And as Maritza mentioned, us taking, rather than a downstream approach to health, which is treating problems as they happen, an upstream approach where we look at preventing the problem before it happens. So this clinical lets us put that education we've learned in class into practice, lets us advocate for our patients before they have the opportunity to get sick. It gives us the potential to change their health status before they come into the hospital, impact their lives like that. And it's something I'm really passionate about because I've been in the situation where I've experienced the difference in health resources you could have between your zip codes as I move from Essex County into Morris County and seeing the difference in resources. So I know that there is a marginalized community of people. And us as nurses are just basically impacting healthcare by speaking to those people, as we're saying, impacting them and letting them know, though there are all those these factors at the governmental level, at policy levels that impacts them, they also have the power to make an individual choice to impact their health, that they do have a voice. They do have the ability to make a change. And that's where the interprofessional stress art therapy movement comes in, to let them reduce stress. And, you know, they're able to use these skills as they go forward in life and able to teach their families and their communities and maybe even make policies about the skills that they learn here.
Very good. My name is Colette Liddy, and I'm talking today with Akil Morris, Maritza Pellegrini, and Sarah Rossettini, and they're nursing students at Caldwell University. So, Maritza, why is it that you wanted to go into nursing and make a difference?
So, you know, I feel like nurses, they do everything. We're advocates. We're there at the bedside. We're there in the community. We're affecting change on all levels. And I feel being a nurse, it takes a level of compassion that I feel is out of this world. we really get so invested in the people we care for. And it's not just... I do have a background in psychology as well. I have a master's in counseling, and I feel like it's the whole body that we're treating, not just the symptoms as they come in, but we try to affect change on the governmental level. You know, a lot of us go to Washington and certain things that we fight for to affect the health of our community and the patients that we see, it trickles down.
So, Sarah, you've had quite a comprehensive experience in Caldwell's nursing program, and it's inspired you to want to do something, make a difference. Can you speak to the program a little bit, how it's prepared you for your next steps?
So the Caldwell nursing program has definitely prepared me. They definitely get you out into the community, which I think is very good. It's not just sitting in the lecture and, you know, teaching you the nursing skills from the book, but they really want you to go out there, practice your skills, and really get you ready for the real world, which I think is great.
So within this community health program, what are some of the other aspects of it going out into the community?
So for us, in our clinical, we do get to go to different places. We don't just we were assigned Caldwell University, so technically Caldwell University
for this project.
Is our group. But so far, I've been to Marion Manor, which is very close by, so we get to see the aging population and how they live, how their health, how it affects them, their community. Doing blood pressure screens. I know coming up, I haven't been yet, but we're going to be doing a partnership with Barnabas as well. So we get to go with hospice and visit patients' homes and see what it's like to be a community nurse. I was with the Visiting Nurse Association of New Jersey. We went to a couple homes doing intakes in very different settings for people who've been discharged from the hospital. So that as well, like, you see our application in the community as well, not just the hospital, and how it propagates health outside of just going to your doctor, you know.
Akil, tell me about the pledge. What's actually going to happen when I show up at the event?
So for the pledge, you'll recite something like, I personally will be taking the pledge, so I'll say something like, my name is Akil Morris, and I am Generation Health, and I'm taking the pledge for whatever personal reason you want to take the pledge. And it's important for us. We are really passionate about reciting the pledge because we know the power in making a personal commitment and saying these words to yourself. Because as you go forward in your life and in your careers, you'll have these words in mind. You'll have the pack you made with yourself in mind. And as whatever you go into healthcare, into business, into policy making, whatever you're doing going forward, not only as students, but as faculty, as staff, you could also impact your family. So you have these words that you set in mind. So you are able to, you know, want to make that change because you made that personal commitment. So that's what you'll be doing and taking the pledge.
And we're really hoping that it connects with you because something that I didn't know and we learned about while we're researching this project is a difference in your zip code can mean a 15-year difference in your life expectancy. And that is huge. People don't think about that. And as you move on from college or you graduate and you move on and just staff and faculty, it's things to think about that you really want to affect the, you know, the modifiable risk factors that you can affect, the things that you can change to hopefully change that despite where you live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you really want to educate people to take into their own hands the changes that they can make to make their lives healthier for themselves and their families.
Exactly. And we feel that Caldwell University was such a rich community to impact because it's really representative of our nation because it's a lot of different individuals from a lot of different walks of life. Like America, a lot of different groups of people from a lot of different groups, walks of life.
Right.
So we as a nation need to come together, need to unify to make this change. And we as students can come together and unify to make this change.
Mm-hmm. Also, let's hear again the dates and the time and the place so that everyone's got that.
So Take the Pledge for Generation Health will be April 3rd in the Hall of Flags.
And the de-stress event with the mindful art making will be Tuesday, March 26th in the Student Center Gym from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30.
Okay, well, I want to thank you all for joining me. This has been wonderful, and I wish you all the best with the events. And I want to also thank our students, Suni Gupta and Drew Timothy, for their production assistance. I'm Colette Liddy. Join us next time for Caldwell University Conversations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.